News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first, Children's Health Ireland back in the news today. Lots of stories equally concerning in the newspapers today. Overcrowding, stretched staff in Dublin's children intensive care units. The state responsible for reducing waiting times in public hospitals. They've suspended all funding for private services at CHI hospitals under insourcing arrangements because there are concerns. It follows controversy around a hospital consultant who allegedly breached guidelines by referring patients he was seeing in his public practice to weekend clinics. And there's all these other stories that are going on as well, Ciara, including the hip dysplasia story that has been in the news. And I'm sitting this morning thinking, this is supposed to be the organisation that has been responsible for putting together and running of our new children's hospital. Now, whether or not they will still exist as an organisation when that hospital opens, I don't know. But if you're a parent this morning and you're listening to all of this, it'll either make incredible sense or it'll put the fear of God into you.
Yeah, you're right. And there is one thing that I would say ties all those stories together, the difficulties in ICUs, the difficulties with rostering, the difficulties with hip dysplasia surgeries, the difficulties with spinal surgeries and other stories that have I suppose, drip fed out through the media over the last number of months. And to me, what it looks like is a consistent failure of governance, clinical governance, that the hips and the spines, we still don't know exactly what has happened there or why it has happened, but we know that it shouldn't have happened because there should have been oversight, because that's how hospitals are supposed to be run. If you deviate from the norm, and sometimes people do deviate from the norm in order maybe to make groundbreaking new discoveries or something, that should be done with oversight and good clinical governance. This appears to have all gone out the window. And an entity that is, I suppose, designed to, as you say, deliver healthcare to children needs at its core good clinical governance. And this is significant in terms of its worry.
What I'm really concerned about right now are the people going to work in CHI this morning. The doctors, the nurses, the ones who are doing everything right, the ones who are going above and beyond to help the children who are in their care and in need.
It must be so disillusioning.
Absolutely heartbreaking for them, because you know, you have two experiences if you go to Crumlin Children's Hospital. You get brilliant care in awful conditions. That's the consistency. But where there are things going on that should be addressed at a governance level, they clearly haven't been.
I have another group of people who I would feel very sorry for, and they are the families who are attending Children's Health Ireland institutions who are there because there's never, like, as it happens, I have a member of my own extended family who's ill at the moment. You're never not worried when you have a family member ill, but you're never more worried when that family member is one of your children. And if you have a sick child, the worry that you have when you place them into the care of somebody that nothing will be missed, that everything will be done right, is huge. I suppose we're asking out there this morning, you've seen this drip feed of stories about what's going on in CHI. We will be discussing this after 8 o'clock this morning, exactly what is going on in CHI. But your experiences of your children attending hospitals, are they good? Are they bad? Let us know this morning your insights, particularly if you have insights into this. 087 1400 106 is the one.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.